Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just tweeted out a five-second clip, all 22, of Frankie Louvu that's been circulating online, where he comes from his mic spot downhill on a blitz and just annihilates, I believe, Alex Mattison, if I had to guess. Didn't look like Dalvin Cook. It was a Vikings game. Just runs through. Now, Cousins, as he does pretty well, gets rid of the ball to avoid a sack, but just obliterates him. It was a mission where Louvu knew he probably wasn't coming home. He just went a million miles an hour. I think Commanders fans are really going to like the Carolina Panthers linebacker, who I call him a Mike, but I mean, he's a pass rushing specialist. PFF graded him as their best pass rusher off the ball, meaning the traditional like linebacking second level in football. So here's where we're at on the Commanders Hall to this point. As you guys get out of the office, jump in the car, and hopefully don't have to deal with too much traffic today. Number one, they signed Dorrance Armstrong, defensive end, former Cowboy, 26 years old, going into his seventh season, 6 years in the league, all with Dallas. Last three with Dan Quinn defensively as his coordinator. He reunites with Quinn and with Joe Witt Jr., who comes from Dallas to be Washington's DC and play caller. Armstrong last season, 7.5 sacks. A year earlier, 8.5 sacks. So 16 over the last 2 years. This is a guy that doesn't play a lot. We talked to Calvin Watkins about this. You'll hear what he had to say about Armstrong in just a moment. But 42% of the snaps last season. Quinn, as a defensive coordinator, really tried to keep his guys fresh. And if you weren't a starter, particularly if you weren't Micah Parsons, you know, you didn't play a lot. So still, 35 pressures and 7.5 sacks when you're only getting 42% of snaps is a pretty good deal. Really long arms, over 34 inches long, plays the run decently, has played every single game over the three of the last four seasons. And with that durability, you know, became one of the better second-tier edges available. 55th out of 100 free agents ranked by Pro Football Talk going into this process. His teammate in Dallas, Tyler Biadasz, starting center for the Cowboys the last 4 years. He's now Washington's starting center. They gave him $10 million per, 3 years and $30 million. He's also 26, going into year five, made one Pro Bowl, missed one game each of the last two seasons, otherwise every game played over the last 3 years. Former Wisconsin Badger, 88th ranked free agent, in PFT's top 100. Tyler Biadasz was not a guy that the Cowboys were working that hard to re-sign, so take that for what it's worth. They wanted to get bigger at center, but I think he's a significant upgrade over what Washington had on its roster and has been operating with here over the last couple of years. Not a great signing to me, but a fine one and a good addition when you're going to have a young quarterback to have a veteran center. It's not something where you want a rookie QB and a rookie center. You don't want to draft a guy and pair him with your kid quarterback. You know, Biadasz is going to be able to help him pre-snap, point some things out, decipher who's coming and who's not. I like that element of the move. And then the third of the three splashes today, if you will, is Frankie Louvu, the former Panther now, 27 years old from America Samoa, Washington State product, 6'3", 235. As I said, 12.5 sacks the last 2 years as an off-ball linebacker while having 100-plus tackles. This is my favorite move by far. So we go Louvu one. I still think I'm Biadasz over Armstrong. I know Watkins, who covered those guys, and you'll hear the interview in a second, disagrees with me on that. But, again, I'm viewing everything through the lens pretty much of, do you help my young quarterback? Other rumors for the Commanders, the most notable report in terms of interest that hasn't come to fruition. Austin Eckler, the running back from the Chargers, is someone Washington has been considering. Josina Anderson says they've reached out to his agent. She linked the Commanders and Raiders to Eckler. We asked about his possible value, and Brad Spielberger of PFF, who's hit a lot of these contracts on the head, by the way, used to work in the Vikings salary cap room. He's got Eckler making $4 or $5 million based on some of the running back deals today. It's been a huge day for running backs. Not that they're making tons of money or breaking the bank, like Saquon Barkley, right around $12 million is the high water mark, but the market moved, man. I mean, it's pretty clear teams don't think much of the RBs in this draft class because they had no problem going out right away in day one of the tampering period and trying to get these running backs under contract. But this was Calvin Watkins discussing the Commanders continuing their off-season-long process of damaging the Cowboys while strengthening themselves. That quote on Dorrance Armstrong, I like that. An effective player price for the Cowboys was just too much for them, but he's a really good pass rusher. You guys will like him. Good kid in the locker room. He's the bigger loss for Dallas, according to Calvin Watkins, who joined us earlier today right here on Grant and Danny, comparing him, of course, to Biadasz, the center, who it didn't sound like he was quite as high on. Said he's a nice player and he's a starter, but, I mean, the Cowboys not making him a single offer to keep him and wanting to go to the draft, essentially, to go get a bigger, more physical center tells you a lot, too. I do think Biadasz moves okay. Just watching some of the footage and some of the sizzle reel for him that was out there today. Gets to the second level, can get down the field, throw some blocks. But the bottom line is you're just looking to upgrade. You need to get better football players. And the Commanders got better at center and at defensive end and certainly at inside linebacker today. There's just no doubt about that with the three moves that they did make. Now, I started the show talking about free agency and this being one of my favorite days. But it is always humorous to me. I think, frankly, there is some memory for Commanders fans of some of the years where free agency went very badly, or there's just there's enough in the memory bank where you go, God, that was embarrassing. I can't believe my team paid that guy or gave that player that kind of money. Where it seems like there's some PTSD you deal with here. But the fact is, you should want to add talent. Don't be afraid of bringing in good football players. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. Do you want a top-of-the-market guy or a middle-market guy? Well, generally, you want the best fit, sure. You want the most talented player. That's how you win. It is not a coincidence that the Ravens went 13-4 and had the best record in the AFC last year. And yes, they lost to the Chiefs. They got Mahomes in the playoffs. But they were the host of the AFC title game in a game they were favored in. They had 7 Pro Bowlers. The 49ers, who Adam Peters helped to build, NFC championship game, NFC champions, got to the Super Bowl, best team in the conference over the last few years. They had 9 Pro Bowlers. Think about that. The Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl, not even as talented or as good a team this year as they've been in the last few years, but you have Mahomes, you have Reed, you have Kelce, you got a shot. They've gone back-to-back. 3 in the era here where they're champions. 5 Pro Bowlers. Washington had 0. So I don't want to hear about wanting to, well, let's just sit the first couple days of free agency out, and let the other teams spend their money. Uh-uh. Go get good football players. Go get better. Give people a reason to be excited. Change your locker room with dudes. And they are doing that to their credit. But Luvu's a dog. I mean, he is a guy. His team had 2 wins all season. And I just posted a video of a Week 18 play where he just gives everything he's got to destroy an interior offensive lineman at full speed. 2-win team, Week 18. How you want to play? What are you putting on film? That's why he wears a C on his jersey, right? That guy's different. That's what you want. But you need talent. better metric than Pro Bowls, because Pro Bowls is maybe even antiquated in terms of quantifying talent. Now it's a flag football game, and you know guys opt out, so everybody and their brother gets the opportunity. How about all pros? Legitimate, true, first-team all pros. The Ravens had 3. The Niners had 5. The Chiefs had 3. There was a combined 13 all pros in the two title games, AFC and NFC. Do you think that's a coincidence? I'm going to promise you that it's not. Washington doesn't have them. You go back to 1996 when a punter named Matt Turk was named all pro. It's special teamer Jeremy Reeves. It's special teamer Matt Turk. It's one guy, Brandon Scherff, one time, who's been a first-team All-Pro here since 1996. I was 8. We're talking about 27 years ago. But the four teams that were the last four standing that were competing for a conference crown to get to the Super Bowl, 13 first-team All-Pros between them, including the two in your conference having a combined 7. Drafting is important. You're going to have to hit on your picks. Peters, Newmark, and the rest of this front office and the holdover scouting staff are going to have a massive first draft. We know that. The most important thing that's going to happen, not just this offseason, but maybe in their entire regime, is going to be what do they decide to do when they're on the clock at number 2. Do you take May or Daniels? Do you trade up or back? And do you make the right decision when we're looking back 4 or 5 years down the road? If you get a superstar quarterback, you're going to win division titles. You're going to play in conference championship games. You're going to have a chance to win Super Bowl rings. If you pick the wrong quarterback, you're going to set yourself back a couple years and be back at the drawing board. You probably only get 2 opportunities probably at quarterback. Now, it's very rare to pull a Rivera and get 3 or 4 of those. But the draft, clearly more important than free agency. I understand that. We all agree to that. Nobody's suggesting otherwise. Peters has said, including on this show a couple weeks ago, but to anyone who would listen as often as he could, this will be a draft-first, free agency second team. You build from the draft, you supplement with free agency. Cool. But you still have to stock the pantry. You still have to eat tonight, right? If you're going on a diet, and, you know, your diet is starting tomorrow or you're trying to be clean, you still got to go shopping for today or you got to go grab food on your way back from the store so you can eat before you go to bed and wake up and do it the right way. You can't just go into next season short on talent because it's really hard to implement your culture and your philosophies and to get buy-in if you're not making major strides early. And it's why I like what today was. I hope it's the first of a few days like this, where maybe as the night goes on, they add another starter or two. Tomorrow, they add another 2-3 starters. Because we're getting that middle ground that I think a lot of us were hoping for. When Peter said it wouldn't be a big spending spree, they weren't going to go crazy in free agency. All right, fine. The one thing maybe I would have liked to see today that didn't happen was I thought Bryce Huff, the pass rusher from the Jets who only got $17 million from the Eagles, at that value would have made a lot of sense. That would have been a marquee acquisition. They paid $6 million less than that to get a guy they know pretty well from his days with Dan Quinn and Dallas Dorrance Armstrong. Minor disagreement. That's fine. But it's a good starting point. There have been a lot of years over the last several seasons where the group that was here just sat today out. Or they signed a guard for $4 million. Or they brought in a center who was coming off of being out for 3 quarters of the season and said, you guys are going to love him. Trust me. He's got position flex, though. Not today. Quality linebacker, starting defensive end, starting center, who's been to a Pro Bowl. This should feel a little bit different. Some of it is they've got money they've got to spend. They've got a lot of cash to burn through. But I also think there's a pretty obvious plan here. Do not be afraid of talent. The Panthers had the worst record in football. They had 0 Pro Bowlers. The Commanders were the second worst team in the NFL. They had zero Pro Bowlers. They're picking second. The Patriots have the third pick, zero Pro Bowlers, picking third. Do not be afraid of talent. It is time for a Capitals power play. Capitals at Winnipeg tonight. They are 7-2-1 over their last 10 games. They've been playing really good hockey. They've outscored their opponents 10-1 in their last two games, both wins. Caps up to 69 points on the season as they get ready for game 63, road game 31. They are kicking off a five-game road trip out west in Winnipeg this evening. This is a brutal road trip, and it's coming at a time where they don't really have any wiggle room. They've got to overachieve and outkick their coverage a little bit here, or they're cooked. They're 5 points behind Philadelphia for the last playoff spot by way of finishing top three in the Metro. They do have three games in hand, so they control their own destiny there. But they're also 3 points behind the Islanders, who they only have one game in hand over, so they don't control their own destiny against the Isles. They can also get in via the wild card. I think that's going to be more difficult than the division path. Right now, the final wild card team in, the Islanders, who are 3 points ahead of Washington in the standings. So by way of playing a lot better here, they have a shot. They've got a pulse. Charlie Lindgren's playing beautifully in the net. 2-7 goals against, 9-12 save. He's their number one goalie. He's been a rock for them here recently, and they're getting goal scoring. But with Anthony Mantha traded, they now need someone to step up. It's been Sonny Milano lately, goals in 5 in a row, 10 on the season. Dylan Strome, Alex Ovechkin, the only two players on the team with more than 15 goals. Wilson third right now, post-Mantha. Caps in action tonight. You can hear the game coming up in a little over an hour and a half right here on The Fan. Frankie Louvu, linebacker, Carolina Panthers, Dorrance Armstrong. Defensive end, Dallas Cowboys. Tyler Biadasz, center, Dallas Cowboys. All now coming to Washington via agreed, verbally binding deals. Nothing official for another couple of days. We're going to keep the coverage live and local. My guy Toby's got Tobertime coming your way next. He will let you know what's going on with the Commanders. Hopefully Danny's back tomorrow, pending him having a voice. For the crew behind the scenes, Darris and Ryan, I'm Grant saying so long. Thank you so much for listening. We will chat again at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on free agency day?
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.